is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, man. Thanks for being here today. Our first opportunity to welcome in Sean Pritchard, the new Executive Director of the United Community Action Network. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me. Happy Monday.
And now you have been here for how long?
Since the latter part of January, myself and my family moved into the area.
And following Mike Fieldman, who spent 20 years at the helm of the organization, I guess to help people get to know you a bit, talk about your background, maybe the things, some of the things you've done previously.
Sure. Well, primarily a Midwest boy, grew up in the Midwest, got involved in public administration, regional planning, and moved out to the Bay Area in California, again, involved in planning and development. So that's the type of background I had. And then I wanted to get back into regional development again and moved out to Illinois, where I ran a regional planning agency, which was also a community action agency. And so I didn't know a whole lot about community action agencies up until about 3 years ago. And it just, it really grew on me because I was more directly helping people as opposed to doing some of the other community type things. So it's just a stronger connection with folks, and you get to see their progression and see some more tangible benefits, I think, with the community action agency side.
So how did you get into this whole field of work to begin with? Was there a point when you were growing up that you knew something like this was what you wanted to do, or did it take a different course?
Well, that's interesting. So I really, what I wanted to do, believe it or not, was to be a broadcaster. And then I went into the first semester class of doing that at college, and I just realized, hey, Sean, you're not dynamic enough to be a broadcaster every day. I mean, there's some strong personalities in this field. So I always had a fondness for mapping, actually, and got involved with geography and cartography. And then as my minor came along, it happened to be public administration. So that got me more involved in, assisting communities. And I had an internship where I helped write grants for bridges and roads and water systems and sewer treatment systems. And so that kind of got in my blood. And then economic development was fun to do. And but like I said, eventually I kind of got tired of some of that, and found a way to get more involved in helping people directly with programs.
So when the UCAN position came out there, what was it about it that got your attention, especially being way across the country?
Right. Well, like I said, we had spent some time in California. My kids grew up in California, and they had had enough of the Midwest winters and the mosquitoes that are the size of, hummingbirds, if you will, and the humidity. And so grandma's back in Sacramento, California, so it's a chance to get back to the West Coast and enjoy the weather. And but what a beautiful place here in Roseburg. I mean, friendly people, and just the landscape is just incredible.
So how's it gone so far since taking over UCAN at the beginning of the year?
Well, I barely get to know names in the one building I work out of. As you can imagine, we have 230 employees at UCAN and many, many office sites. So, and the people I have met since the pandemic has rolled around have been primarily under a mask. So you get up to my age, it's hard to remember names and faces, and then you put a mask on someone. I'm really behind the eight ball there, but it'll all work out. We're all in the same boat in many, many ways.
I was talking to somebody else yesterday who recently moved to the area to take over a different organization, and they had the same response. They were just starting to figure out people and masks, a whole new component to
yes,
this thing.
It is.
So give people maybe who are not as familiar with UCAN a kind of an overview of the organization.
Oh, sure. I'd love to do that. So, UCAN's one of those organizations that has a lot of different programs. So out in the community, you may only be familiar with one or two things that we do. For instance, we have a big food distribution center, and a lot of people know about that because, we help a lot of the pantries out. We also went through a fundraising here recently. So that's, you know, that name and that department's been out in the community here. We also do some pretty large programs like Head Start. We help about 400 kids every year with that. But, I mean, just overall, you know, we're involved in community coordination, education, food nutrition, family development, income management and budget training, transportation and housing. And, you know, what we're, you know, set up to do, we kind of were born out of the Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty back in the 60s. And that's really the where community action agencies come from. And so we're set up to try to help people help themselves. Now, I will say a majority of the people we help are elderly, disabled, and, you know, a lot of single parents. So, you know, that's kind of our base of folks we try to help and to get through tough times.
And it wasn't too long before you got here, the Head Start facility, essentially got a facility after mm-hmm. being in a lot of different locations over the years.
Right, right. Yeah, we have the very nice new facility up in Roseburg at our main office site there by Costco. And then we have a lot of satellite sites throughout Douglas County adjacent to public schools, and that makes it convenient for the parents.
You mentioned about 230 or so people working there. It's really a lot of different types of skills and,
yes,
and different types of ways to be tied into the community.
Right. We have forklift drivers. We have bus drivers. We have nurses. So it just really runs the gamut of different professions that we have there at UCAN to assist people.
And I imagine some of those backgrounds then in terms of what people have done educationally or career-wise are really vary too.
It does. You know, the one constant thing, though, you can tell with folks that work for UCAN is they have a big, big heart. You don't get into that line of work unless you want to, you know, you're a giving person. And people have asked me before, you know, what is that? That must be really great working in a job where you can consistently help people. And I say, yeah, but that's some of the hardest work also, because when you're dealing with people, people can let you down. And for every success story, there can be the other side of the equation there. But yeah, that's a constant theme at UCAN, people with big, big hearts.
What about some maybe special projects? And we'll talk about the COVID-19 issues later, but in terms of special things that UCAN's working on right now or areas that you want to highlight?
Well, you know, we're striving toward moving our kitchen up from a different facility for our Head Start kids, and we can do more that way if we have a more modern kitchen facility. So that's one of the things we're working on right now. But Kyle, to be honest, it is really all COVID-19 stuff right now that we're so focused on. Whatever we were working on before, we've had to put that to the side a bit. So
let's talk about some of the, what are some of the changes that you've had to do some of the obvious things?
Right. So, you know, obvious things as far as the offices themselves, you know, it's required a lot of planning to get those in a place where we can have employees come back. But really, I mean, the big emphasis right now for UCAN is helping people with rental assistance and with utility assistance. And so we do have a moratorium in place for rent payments that's going to run out. My understanding is the end of September. All those payments are going to come due for folks. So it's not like it's totally forgiven rent for people with these landlords. You're going to have to pay at some point. Now, my understanding is that some of those, there may be payment plans into the spring for that to help people so they don't have to make one lump sum payment. But UCAN can help people with 6 months rent. Now, this goes directly to the landlord. It doesn't pass through the tenant, but the same for utilities. We can help quite a bit with utilities. And the programs in the past have been, we can only help people at 50% of the area median income, but that's been raised in light of COVID. So it's 80% of the area median income. That means a family of four that are making $50,000 or less can get 6 months rent assistance as long as they qualify for being impacted by COVID in other ways, which is pretty easy to do these days to to make that declaration.
And I imagine as well, with things like Head Start, you related to Shift how some things were done.
I'm sorry, say that again, Kyle.
With Head Start, you related to Shift how things were done in terms of providing services.
Oh, yes. So with Head Start, you know, pretty much things shut down, and then we were called upon by the frontline workers, the emergency workers and healthcare workers to open back up to take care of their children. So we did that for a month or two, and now we are back to early childhood, early Head Start programs right now, and then we hope to open up summer school in July, middle July, or middle August, I believe it is. At any rate, you know, a lot of this is dependent upon, you know, case increases and guidelines from the state and CDC. So we have our fingers crossed, but, you know, if nothing else, we've been taught to be flexible, that's for sure.
And that's a great point to sort of be the highlight of everything everybody's dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Sean Pritchard, the Executive Director of the United Community Action Network. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming at 1 on News Radio, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, we're going to be talking to Jessica Hand of Blue Zones Project Umpqua on tomorrow's program. Talk about some changes and a new phase for Blue Zones. Sean Pritchard with us now, the new or recently acquired, hired, and in-town executive director of the United Community Action Network. Now, as a nonprofit organization, you guys encompass a lot of different things, but you do have a board of directors. What kind of role do they have in the organization?
Well, you know, they're, of course, you know, they let the director do the day-to-day things, but, you know, it's interesting because our community action agencies are required to have tripartite boards in which they have a third of the members have to be originate or represent low-income people. So, and we've actually had clients that have come through the process with our programs and become board members. So it's good to have their insight. We have public officials on the board. And then just, you know, business leaders in the community. So it's a good cross-section of the community. And certainly as a new director, I heavily rely upon my board. That's a whole nother thing to where, you know, I came in and then COVID hit. I've had one board meeting in person with my board. Otherwise, you know, by this time, I'd sit down, have coffee with them or lunch and get to know a little bit more about them and set up a working relationship. Right now, it's just, you know, I think we all feel that we're trapped in a Zoom bubble, a perpetual Zoom bubble, and it's tough.
Yeah. I would imagine to walk in and then just barely a few weeks in, you're just figuring out where everything is in the building, mm-hmm. and then suddenly mm-hmm. this hits. Yeah. It's the ultimate curveball,
right.
And trying to forge those relationships with people that it's hard to even see in person. It's probably been a challenge.
It has been a big challenge. And, you know, there's more work to do. And hopefully, you know, early next year, we'll all be able to get out and reestablish those good relationships.
So what about coming to Douglas County? You mentioned liking the area. What have you been able to get out and do aside from your job?
Well, gosh, that's a great question. I think we've been over to the coast once. And then we've been out to see a few waterfalls. You know, other than that, not a whole lot yet. We were kind of waiting around to see if there's truly a summer that occurs in Roseburg. And it seems like it's warming up. So we'll be getting out here soon and doing a little bit more.
And here you get the heat, like later this week when it's 90, but you don't get the humidity.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, we were surrounded by cornfields for 3 years in Illinois, so it's great to be back on the West Coast and see the beauty of the coast.
What about now that you're sort of getting settled, but not totally, are you already looking at some new things you would like to see you can tackle or just starting up sort of starting to get some ideas about mm-hmm. things you'd like to see maybe expanded?
Well, you know, the first year when you come into a job like this is basically discovery, seeing what works, what hasn't worked, making fine-tuning things. So I would imagine that'll take up a good portion of the first year. I'm 6 months into this, and then I'm going to have a better idea after that where some of the direction that I want to take the board and the agency.
Well, and to come in and not only be new in a community and then with being at various locations, I suspect that just figuring out exactly where all the UCAN facilities are was its own little challenge.
Yeah, and remember we're dealing with Douglas and Josephine counties here, so that's a big geographic area.
So have you been down to Grants Pass much?
Oh yeah, I've been down there quite a few times, and we're excited down there. We have a new, we've moved to a new facility, which I think will serve our customers, behoove the operations down there, and help with recruitment of new employees and all those good things. So it's a exciting time for UCAN overall.
And a lot of people do forget the Josephine County component, that it's been in place for, I want to say, around 10 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So a new facility down there, was it like a brand new building, et cetera?
It's not a brand new building, but it's a nice building on 8th Street down there, close to the riverfront. And like I said, it's closer to some of the other social service agencies where we can have a little synergy and spin off. And it's a good thing.
And how do you like being with your main facility where you are on the nonprofit campus with those other organizations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to have everything on the same campus there, be able to check in on the folks in the food distribution center and walk over and see Head Start. Actually, if my office, the playground for Head Start's right outside my office, so I can hear the kids playing all day long, which is nice. I have a couple teenagers. They'll be out of the house here hopefully soon. We'll see, but it'll be nice counting on being able to hear those kids outside my window for the future. So
I know when that nonprofit campus began to, or at least the word began to get out of the vision of that, it made so much sense because you had folks who had a lot of challenges, even sometimes as basic as transportation, mm-hmm. and to have a number of places that maybe some folks would get referred somewhere, then they would have to figure out how to get there.
Right.
Well, it's a lot easier when it's 100 feet down the parking lot.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, it has worked out well. And like I said, at that spot, I believe we're working on trying to add the Head Start actual kitchen there to make some of the logistics of getting kids all their meals a little easier.
Do you feel like some of the clients that UCAN helps with all these different things, have they been hit harder by COVID-19 and some of these challenges?
Well, we definitely have vulnerable populations, not only the clients we serve, but also, just like anywhere else's staff, we have vulnerable populations there. But right now, it's kind of interesting with this unemployment in place and with the rent moratorium in place. Maybe, it's probably what it's going to do is delay some of the impact, right? So when these things do end, we anticipate there will be even more need out there in the community. So this is going to be a process, I believe, in getting us back where we were before.
So really a bumpy road going forward with a lot of ups and downs.
Right. We just don't know, what the assistance will be after the new year. We kind of have it set in stone up until the end of 2020, but we just don't know where the assistance is, what the level of assistance will be and where it's going to be coming from after that point.
And probably some unknowns include some of the grants and some of the funding you get just to run the basic aspects of the organization.
That's very, very true. We don't know exactly what the percentage of reduction is going to be in those programs, but we have to assume they're coming.
All right. Sean Pritchard, new executive director of United Community Action Network. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the the invitation, and thank you for waiting a couple months so I can get my feet on the ground, Kyle.
All right. Thanks. 1257 and News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.